A word for you from Exodus chapter 11, verses 21 and 22. Then Moses called all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go and select lambs for yourselves according to your clans and kill the Passover lamb. Take the bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and touch the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. None of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning." Goes on to describe how the Lord will strike the firstborn of every Egyptian. And God was saying, if the blood is not visible on the lintel and on the doorposts, even the eldest child of an Israelite family would also be killed. Yes, God was now reaching his final plague after 9 dreadful plagues. The hardness of Pharaoh's heart was not softened. Indeed, it got even worse. God even hardened his heart even more, because God wanted this final plague to be evident, because this was now to be his covenant, an eternal covenant with his people. And symbolically it is for us as well, because when it speaks about the lamb being slaughtered, he calls it the Passover lamb. The angel of death would pass over the household of any Jewish family that had the blood on the lintel and the doorposts. Now just imagine the doorposts from side to side and the lintel being above the door. You can imagine it is actually the sign of the cross. God was doing this very intentionally. It wasn't to touch the bottom of the door, but the top, so that the blood would drip down. The sign of the cross was there. The Passover lamb was there. No wonder that Jesus is called the Passover lamb. He, the Lamb of God, John the Baptist said, who takes away the sin of the world. So God wanted his people to know that they couldn't just leave Egypt. God knew all the time that Pharaoh was not going to let them go, until God forced Pharaoh to let them go. And it was through the Passover. God was also teaching his people that they couldn't just leave and reform like some people say, well, I'm going to leave Egypt and be a better person. No, God will only set you completely free if you come via the blood of the Lamb. Otherwise, you are not part of the Passover covenant.